to stop foreclosure.
The president going for a swim in the Gulf, but not before stirring up some controversy over a mosque that's proposed to be built right in the neighborhood at Ground Zero. Zsa Gabor asking for last rites. Boy, the woman seemed like she had nine lives to me. Apparently, she is in dire straits. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Here we go again, another work week. I hope that you and yours enjoyed a couple of days off and had a chance to kick back and relax. Now you get ready to vent, because we got a week full of venting. 79 days and counting. I guess really 78 days until November 2nd when everybody goes to the polls, because you're headed for the polls, right? I hope so. You can always call this show and vent and bitch and whine about the people who represent you in Washington, but I want you to exercise the duty we all have as Americans, and that is to vote. If more people voted, perhaps things could be a little bit different when it comes to our representatives. Such a political machine now, and it's been that way for too long. And that's the problem. I always say, I don't care what your stripes are, left, right, or somewhere in between. There's got to be a better answer all the way around to the things that we're seeing. We live in very scary times. We do. And you don't even have to, I don't think you even have to stir the pot. It's just what it is. It's right in front of us. More people need to be aware of what's happening locally in their own neighborhoods, what's happening a step above that in their state, and then beyond the borders with your government, our representatives. It's why you got to do that. All right, at the very top of this one, some interesting things happening in Afghanistan. Hamid Karzai is asking Obama for a review of the war. And there have been a lot of things that have happened, as you know, in the past couple of weeks, whether it's the biggest total in July of troops being killed, our troops 66, the WikiLeaks thing, which we're going to get to in our next segment because more documents are expected to drop. And what Karzai is saying is that he wants a review. When he calks about the review, talks about the review of the war, he's asking to review how it is being conducted with the civilian deaths rising. And so they agreed to a video call to start talking about this review, that they wanted to start talking about a strategic way and more effective ways of fighting terrorism and how that should start and how it kicks in. And one of the things that Karzai is under pressure to do is to demonstrate that there's some kind of independence on the part of this Afghanistan government. And it's not all about the Western world propping Afghanistan up. So the White House said on Friday that they talked about efforts to avoid the civilian suffering as well as the campaign to get rid of the Taliban. The lead general, the lead man that we all know, General David Petraeus, who is the commander of the U.S. and the NATO forces in Afghanistan. Boy, it was a quick turnaround. He was General Petraeus, and now he's Petraeus again, thanks to the flub-up with McChrystal in the Rolling Stone magazine article, but we don't have to go back there. So anyway, Petraeus, in moving forward, now, since this is his baby, had to talk about where things are going. And it still, for my money, comes down to the end game. What is the end game? What's going to happen? It's 9.5 years. There's a massive investment now in Afghanistan. So, okay. What's the exact initiatives that are going to be put in play that might be different from what previously was expected? Now, Petraeus was part of the Sunday Swirl. He was on Meet the Press, and he talked about all kinds of things, frustration, Osama bin Laden, the extremists, the Taliban leadership, and the relations with that corrupt Karzai, and the fact that, you know what, he's not a politician. In a nutshell, here's a little sliver of that conversation.
There is understandable concern, in some cases frustration, and that therefore we've got to really put our shoulder to the wheel and show during the course of this year that progress can be achieved. We actually see discussions among them, chatter among them, conversation, wondering where their senior leaders are and wondering why Mullah Omar hasn't set foot back in Afghanistan or even been heard from now in months and months and months. Think about the region and what it could do to the region if, in fact, extremists were able to take over all or part of this country again after what presumably would be a very bloody civil war. We have the kind of relationship that I believe we can each be forthright with the other, and that means occasionally, again, confronting issues that are difficult for either of us. I think he remains an iconic figure, and I think capturing or killing Osama bin Laden is still a very, very important task for all of those who are engaged in counterterrorism around the world. I am not a politician, and I will never be, and I say that with absolute conviction. No way, no how.
All right, so he's already been asked about, would he even consider running for president? I think that's a question you just can ask anyone. All right, you have 15 minutes of fame, and do you want to be the president? So that was thrown out there at the end. But you could hear what he was saying about the frustration, and it's the same path that we've been taking in Afghanistan. In the meantime, looking at the Middle East, I think what is really worrisome is Iran. Now there's news that Russia is going to load nuclear fuel rods into an Iranian reactor, so there is absolutely a ticking time bomb going on, kind of to the point of no return. There's a deadline where Israel would have to launch an attack on the reactor before it becomes immune to any assault. This is according to John Bolton, a former UN ambassador during the Bush administration, and he's saying once the fuel rods are loaded, it makes it essentially immune from attack by Israel, because once they're in the reactor, an attack risks spreading radiation rather in the air and maybe in the water of the Persian Gulf. Ooh, it's awful to think about that. The Russian Prime Minister Vlad Putin declared in March that Russia would start the reactor this summer, but the announcement from a spokesman from Russia's Strategic Atomic Agency sent everybody scrambling to head off some kind of a possible crisis, because, you know, the president plans to use international sanctions, our president, and diplomatic methods to convince Iran's clerics not to go nuclear. But Bolton, in his comments, made it clear that it's widely assumed that any Israeli attack on the reactor must take place before it is loaded with fuel rods. So that is a ticking time bomb by my account. When is that day? The fuel is going to be loaded August 21st. So is that going to touch off the Israeli reaction? Wow. And Russia, remember, has a $1 billion contract with Iran, and they've spent more than a decade building the reactor. So if Russia moves forward with its plan to fuel the reactor, it might be a major setback in a big way between our relationship, the U.S.'s relationship with Russia. Hang on, WikiLeaks, the latest next.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes, all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going along with what's happening in with Russia and the reactor in Iran, this Rasmussen poll that came out shows that nearly half of us think the U.S. is going to be nuked. Check these numbers out. 76% of Americans say at least it's somewhat likely that a terrorist group will detonate a nuclear weapon in the next 25 years. Ooh, I hate even thinking about that. It includes 45% who say it is very likely. You know, they do these telephone surveys, and the survey found that 17% think terrorists are unlikely to detonate a nuclear weapon in that time frame, with just 2% saying it's not at all likely. Boy, those are sad numbers, aren't they? Most adults, 58%, believe it is at least somewhat likely there's going to be a major war involving nuclear weapons over the course of the next century. I agree with that. 26% say it is very likely. 32% regard a war with nuclear weapons as unlikely. So overall, in looking at the poll, most Americans think a nuclear weapon arsenal is critical to the country's safety, and they oppose reducing the number of weapons in the arsenal. In early May, 85% said a terrorist attack on the U.S. is likely within the next year. Ooh, a lot of disbelievers, and I understand why, and look what we're talking about. So you think back to Japan and dropping the atomic bombs to end World War II. 59% of Americans believe the decision to use nuclear weapons in the two cities was a good one, despite the criticisms and even the demands that the U.S. apologize to the Japanese for that. But it's frightening to think of a nuclear weapon being detonated here in the United States, because you know what that means. And then the spreading of how far that goes. And That's part of the reason why Ahmadinejad should not have nuclear capability, and the time for talk is so over. You just have to decide what kind of life do you want to live. And the threat of Iran being nuked up is a very serious one, my friends, very serious. All right, WikiLeaks is going to publish its remaining 15,000 Afghan war documents, despite what the warnings are from the U.S. government. The founder of WikiLeaks said over the weekend that they're pouring through the documents. They're trying to be safe and cautious with the material because of what happened last time. They're doing a line-by-line review. They want to be able to publish them within the next couple of weeks, and they don't want innocent people to be threatened, so they want it redacted from that material. So that was the good thing that happened as a result of the first stuff being released, the Afghan War Diary, that stupidly the names weren't blacked out. This time, he's not going to let that happen because he knows how disastrous that is and how it was easy to take away from the other information that was in all the documentation by focusing on the one huge boo-boo. So this is Julian Assange, who is the founder of WikiLeaks, talking about the new documents and the threats.
If the Pentagon wants to be treated seriously as an organization that promotes democracy and the founding values of the United States, then it must protect what the United States founders considered to be their central value, which is freedom of the press. One of those demands was that we destroy our archives of classified information relating to the Pentagon.
All right, so what's interesting is now WikiLeaks, either they're being the website's being praised or trashed. And there have been a lot of people concerned about the Afghan war diaries because the names released in it. And it's angered many people in the U.S. government, of course, because, one, they had egg on their face for some of the stuff that was revealed on it, and that it was leaked in the first place by one of their own, and the information that was in there, thirdly, because the names were clearly on the documents. So WikiLeaks says, listen, we are a public service organization for whistleblowers, journalists, and activists. That's what we do. So the founder was in Sweden to investigate claims that the website was not covered by laws that protect anonymous sources in the Scandinavian country. And he confirmed that WikiLeaks passes information through Belgium and Sweden to take advantage of the laws there. But some experts say the site doesn't have the publishing certificate needed for the full protection in Sweden, so that would open the door to the U.S. government going after WikiLeaks. And that would be a messy, I think, drawn-out hearing if it came down to that. But the 15,000 new documents that are coming out, it does make you wonder, geez, what's really in this stuff? What of possible danger to anyone is going to be in this? Is going to be in this material? And the answer is we don't know. But at least the founder is saying he's going to blacken stuff out and go line by line, which is good. They should have done that the first time around. Then you don't have any innocent people. There's no reason they should be outed because they're only helping. They're only helping the efforts, and that's their free choice to do it. But to have their names clearly there in leaked documentation is sad because they shouldn't be exposed that way. It's ultimate death if the Taliban decides that they want to make examples of people in certain villages, which I believe they eventually will. I hope not. I hope that doesn't become the issue and it's just, oh, yes, the threats, because they've already threatened that they're going to go and look at the documents and they've got them and whatever. But I think they could be just saying that. And let's hope it's the case. That's what we want to hear, that it's all about the show and we're going to say that, but really we're not really trying to access it and get them and whatever. All right, when I talk about the days left to vote, the widow of the late Senator Ted Kennedy is being pushed by prominent Dems to run for the seat that's being held by the Republican Senator Scott Brown. A lot of people think that Victoria Kennedy has the best chance of any candidate to win the seat back in 2012. In fact, they wanted her to take the seat in the first place. So she's pushing down the idea. And she's also raising her public profile by campaigning for other politicians. She's been appearing at a lot of events across the country, and she's doing what, when someone's testing the water, what they do for a political person. Senator Charles Schumer is among those that are quietly promoting her as the possibility. And the prospect of her being a candidate is apparently a source of family tension. Several Kennedy folks, you know, people close to them, told the New York Post that some relatives fear that a campaign against Brown, who's popular in Massachusetts, would distract Kennedy from promoting her late husband's legacy. Ooh, if that's true, that's a shot right at her. And she hasn't said that she would run. I mean, the Democratic Party's trying to recruit people that they think can pull Scott Brown out. And she's the biggest name that they've come across. She's the one they want to run, but she doesn't sound like she wants to do it anyway. All right, a couple of quick show things for you. One, a little bit later in the week, we're going to be unfurling our immigration contest. In other words, I've gone through questions that people are actually asked when they come into the country. And, you know, it used to be such a joke of a test, but apparently of the 100 questions, now some of them are a lot tougher, and I'm getting a copy of that, and we'll see how many of them you know. Or maybe we'll just give you the answers. It'll be kind of like a cheap thing. We'll give you the answers, and then we'll see if you remember them the next show. And that might be more fun. Isn't that what college professors do, the open book tests? So you might be surprised by some of the questions. Also, in the next couple of weeks, we're bringing back Nail the Score. That'll happen in the third hour on Thursday nights, our computer randomly picking a game of the week. And you, yes, you can call in and give us your numerical guess of what you think the final score will be. If you're right, you win our amazing prize package. Ooh, sounds good. What's going on with all the kooky stuff happening across America on the planes today, especially the aftermath of the JetBlue flight attendant? We're going to get to that in a couple of segments. Stick around here on ATN.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheT.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Omega-3 oils. What do you really know about their health benefits? Welcome to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flax seeds right to your door. The golden flax seed from GreatPlainsFlax.com is 99.75% pure foundation grade. The purest, highest grade flax seed available. Benefits of golden flax seed include the natural properties of fiber, lignans, and omega-3 fatty acids that provide preventative and restorative abilities to your diet. Lignans help reduce the possibility of colon, breast, and prostate cancers. Other great benefits flax seed provides are lowering cholesterol, blood pressure, and helping weight loss. Plus, it's perfect for pets, too. To learn more about other flaxseed benefits, plus get recipes and see current research, go to GreatPlainsFlax.com. Enjoy free shipping of our golden omega flaxseeds within the lower 48 states. Prices start at just $22.95. Call 866-834-7485. That's 866-834-7485. Or visit GreatPlainsFlax.com. Quality flaxseeds right to your door.
Coast and all those spots in between here on a little old show called America Tonight. Before we dive into odds and ends, I got to tell you. So I was jonesing to go to a pro baseball game. And I think if you've listened, you know I'm a Phillies fan. I've mentioned it here and there and how elated I was the last time they won the World Series in 2008, right? So our satellite studio is not in Philadelphia, it's in Dallas, Texas. And the Texas Rangers are playing pretty well. They lead their division in the AL West. And I went out to the Rangers game. The Rangers were playing the Boston Red Sox. I am telling you, I don't think I have ever been that hot. 104 degrees. Nice seats in center field, but who cares where your seats are? I could have been sitting on 20 heating pads and what people do to keep cool. And there was no worrying about what you look like or any of that. Literally, I saw two guys just dump almost a bucket of water on their head to just cool off. And that eventually evaporates and then they would refill the water at the water fountain and do the same thing. The home team did win 7-3. That was the good news for Ranger fans, but boy, it was 104. Matt, have you ever been to a baseball game where it was that hot?
No, and I don't think I'd want to be. That sounds kind of ridiculous.
It is, and that's what I was thinking. I'm the idiot with the other idiots. How is this possible? Why am I in this scenario?
On the one hand, though, you can have one beer and you're good to go for the entire game, probably.
But unless you pass out from heat stroke, and that's like, whoa, did I really need to have that beer? Yeah. In fact, the thing I did notice is people weren't drinking as much alcohol, and I think it was because of that, because, boom, just down the water, and that's what you're supposed to do before you go into those hot situations, you're supposed to drink a whole bunch of water. Anyway, I was out there, and it was actually kind of fun. We're going to do sports shorts in our next hour of America tonight, because there were some crazy things that happened. Well, one crazy thing that happened in the world of golf, the PGA Championships, and we'll tell you about that when we get to it. In the meantime, there are plenty of odds and ends to go around, including this one. And we mentioned this at the top heavily. I was a little bit surprised, to be honest, about the president defending the Ground Zero mosque plans. In a way, I shouldn't have been, given the Cairo trip a year ago and whatnot, and the weighing in on trying to reach out to the Muslim community. And he was careful when he said what he said, but this is a hot issue. And you have Democrats who want to get elected and are debating, some of them, whether they should ride on the coattails of the current president for these midterm elections, because all the House seats are up, 37 Senate seats are up. Well, the president said over the weekend that Muslims have the right to build a mosque near Ground Zero. But this was the other part. This is why it fits into odds and ends. I'm throwing it out there again. Because he didn't really say, I went back and I listened to it a couple of times, he didn't really say whether he believes that it's a good idea to do it or not. He just said that they have the right to do it. And this was during a trip to Florida where he kind of expanded on what he was hinting at the night before, that Muslims have the same right to freedom of religion as everyone else in America. But this puts the president right in the middle of this debate that really he hasn't even been a part of for the entire time it's been discussed, really for the past month. And the Democrats are right in the middle of this because of the midterm elections. And they're worried about holding control of the House and possibly the Senate. So the White House putting its foot out there, I think, hurts the Democrats based on all the polls that I've seen. There's not a lot of positive flowing, let's say, information from the public's point of view, whether it's just New Yorkers or outside of New York, on the whole idea of the Cordova Initiative being built where it's being built. So what he tried to, I believe, he didn't back off, but what he tried to throw out there to lighten it a little bit is that if it's a church, a synagogue, a Hindu temple or whatever, you can't deny it to people who want to build a mosque, because that wouldn't be right. And this goes along with Bloomberg, who is an independent and is a strong supporter of the mosque, saying, see, this is the thing. He's going to take it and run with it and say, oh, this is to show you, this is what the president is saying, and it's the freedom of religion, and this is why this is so important, and why we are where we are in this country, and it's a bunch of bunk. You just have to look at it from a different point of view. Twin Towers, the Islamic terrorists bragging, celebrating across the river when this happened, and 3,000 Americans dying. Yeah, we have the freedom of religion. That's what we're based on in this country. But there is a better place to build it, brothers. A better place. And this is part of a $100 million Islamic community center. That's what it is. Two blocks away, just to be certain. I looked again. It is two city blocks away. So the construction is really igniting a massive debate, and I think a lot of opposition, which will show up in a little bit in the midterm elections, because then this will be more negative that's out there. And people that are running on the Democratic side of things, be it for the Senate or for the House, could not be thrilled with those comments. I just have to believe they're not happy about it and would have preferred that the president didn't weigh in. But he's backing ground zero in a sense. Not completely going out there and swinging, but saying using the freedom of religion and could be anybody argument as to why that should happen. So you can weigh in and throw in your two cents at any time on this or any of the stuff that we're talking about here on America Tonight. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Uh-oh. Got a little whooping cough going on there?
No whooping cough. I'm 100% okay.
Yeah, 104 degrees ought to kill all the bacteria.
That's right.
Man. How were the players doing to stay cool?
You know what? The players were just soaking their heads. You could see in the ice and in towels. And a couple of them, when they were in the outfield, were sitting on their heels in between the batters coming up.
Wow.
That's hot.
Yeah, you know, you say sometimes follow the money. And I'm thinking, you know, all these people are afraid to say anything about the Muslims. You know, when they have a religion that is, you know, based in the 7th century habits of cruelty and terror. And I'm thinking, well, let me see, what's the population here in the United States of Muslims? 1%, you know, 1%. So 99% are not Muslims. So the politicians must not be going for the vote of the Muslims. They must be going for the money. And
right.
That's what's going on. You know, Bloomberg over there, there's some sheiks offering him serious bucks for his next, you know, attempt at whatever. There's money flowing all kinds of ways on this because, you know, it would be very simple for any politician to just destroy Obama on this. You know, how can you say you support a religion that stands for, and then just list the things that Islam stands for? I mean, there's nothing positive that Islam stands for.
But here's the thing, even more than that, which you know, and I just said, it's easy for a politician to dance away from this because we know how sensitive it is. So why would you have to have the mosque or the Islamic center built there? It would be easy to say, oh, I believe in freedom of religion, but there's other places to put this, for goodness sake. But that's what's so weird. You're right. With only 1% of the population, why are they catering? Why would Bloomberg cater to this?
It's about the money. It's about
yeah.
the money.
Yeah.
You know, people are leaving New York because, you know, Bloomberg, you know, is trying to tell them how, you know, what to smoke and what to eat, and they got to pay more taxes on everything. And he's got to raise money to keep that city afloat. But, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to get up there and not talk all this happy stuff about, well, it's not about the freedom of religion. It's about sensitivity. No, it's not. Okay? Since if you start trying to argue this with sensitivity, let me tell you, you think the Taliban is going to be stopped with sensitivity or Al-Qaeda or any
no.
Muslim out there who believes in stoning women, you think that they're going to say, oh, my goodness, I'm in trouble now because the Americans are talking about sensitivity? No. All right? And,
no, they don't even care. They're laughing hysterically at all this because it plays into what they think is a good thing. Oh, the Americans are idiots. Look, we can just do what we want to do. We'll make another attack in the tunnels or someplace else.
Idiots and cowards is what they
say. Yeah, I think that. I agree. I think that I absolutely, especially with the sensitivity issue, because it's a perfect thing to play on.
Be damn sure that if, you know, some Americans had flown planes into Mecca, the Muslims would not be talking about sensitivity.
No, they'd be blowing us up. Tomas, thanks. You have a good one. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. A little more on that, plus the Craigslist killer. Remember that guy? He met a nasty ending. Stay with us.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Well, now party and confused, because baby, you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you.
All right, yet still everybody is talking about the flight attendant with JetBlue, who decided he had enough after a passenger was nasty to him, and he sounded off on the intercom and basically threw out a swear word himself. Then, we all know the story, right? Then went down the emergency chute with a couple of beers in his hand, and he's become kind of this Facebook hero to some, and then the butt of a lot of jokes to others. Denny Kelly joins us now. He's an aviation expert and always fun to get his two cents on anything, whether it's the nuts in the air or what's happening with some of the things going on in the airline industry. Denny, how are you?
Pretty good. Kate, how are you?
I'm great. This story is like the story that keeps on giving. It's, I like to call it crazy water cooler buzz, that this JetBlue flight attendant just decided he had enough. And, you know, we've all seen the passengers be rude or ridiculous or whatever, but what do you say to that initially when you hear that story?
Well, I think initially when I heard it, the first thing I thought was that he did something that most flight attendants would like to do themselves, you know, because of the way passengers treat flight attendants in many cases. The story has changed somewhat. I mean, the first time I heard the story was that the passenger was getting a bag down, hit him in the head with the bag.
Right.
Now I understand that may not be the case. I don't know. But I think he did something that a lot of people would like to do, and they kind of intrigued by the fact that he did it. Bottom line is, I think the guy's going to regret it, but I think he is going to become a folk hero.
Yeah, his name is Stephen Slater, and like they're still investigating. Like you say, some of the details are starting to change a little bit. He did go on the public address system. People have verified that when he was at, you know, Kennedy Airport, and this was after that flight from Pittsburgh that he was on, and talked about right. that he was treated rudely, and he slid down off the plane on the emergency slide. That's a crazy thing, too. What is he thinking doing that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think he was thinking. I think that's the bottom line on that. I don't think he was thinking. You know, I've heard a lot of people, you know, say, well, first of all, by popping this slide, you know, he could have really hurt somebody on the ground. Well, that's not true. Those things won't, you know, they're not going to hurt anybody on the ground. I mean, it's not unusual. It doesn't happen every day, but it's not that unusual to have a slide accidentally pop, because the flight attendants, before they shut the airplane down and before people start opening the doors, are supposed to disconnect the slides. And sometimes they don't, or sometimes the caterers get there before the slides are disconnected, and they open the door and the slide goes off. And, you know, it's not that big a deal to repack one. So I've been trying to figure out exactly what he's gonna, you know, what he has done that breaks the law. I'm sure he's done something. And, but if a passenger, in fact, did not, or passengers did not adhere to what he had to say, that is to sit down and remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the captain turns off the sign, they're in violation. They are definitely in violation of federal law, and those people could be prosecuted. And that's what I think they should do, too. If they're going to prosecute him, they ought to prosecute those people who got up.
Yeah, I agree. And they're not thinking this. Of course, they didn't think it was going to go any further than it did anyway. He's lawyered up. Everybody's lawyered up. And that's what happens in these cases. And now he's saying, because he's been on a couple of news shows, that he wants his job back. He wants to come back to flying. And then he's done it for decades. I don't think there's a good chance of that. What do you think? You know, you did the politic thing that the airlines are involved in.
Well, I don't think there's a good chance that he's going to get his job back. I mean, I think he took care of that. But I'll tell you, if I was with JetBlue, I would consider giving him 6 months off with no pay and making him go through training again and then putting him back on the line. And in the meantime, I would issue a statement to the traveling public, you know, that these people are on these flights for your safety. They're not there to entertain you. And when they tell you to stay seated, that's a crew member giving you a command, and you have to follow it. And it's for your good. And make sure that people understand that they can get hurt by getting up, you know, in the last 30 seconds before the airplane comes to a halt. They can certainly get hurt, because if the airplane hits something or if the captain hits a slam on the brakes. I mean, I've had occasions when the last 10 feet before I get to the chocks, somebody drives a tug in front of the engine, or somebody walks in front of the airplane, you're going to slam on the brakes, and somebody's standing up, they're going to get hurt. So it's for the passenger's benefit.
Yeah, I love your idea. I think that's a great idea. It would be, they could really spin it around, JetBlue, too.
Sure.
Like you say, they get the 6 months. So instead they say they put it back on the passenger somewhat, because you're right. They should put this somewhat back on them. You see it all the time.
Sure.
Every time I fly, Denny, people start to get up, and then they practically run you over before the plane has even come to a stop. I've seen that happen a lot, and other people are trying to get connecting flights or whatever. It's crazy. It's like a mad rush to the door and a crush, almost like you're at the Who concert and you just hope you don't get trampled on. So I think you have a good point to that end.
Well, I know guys, and I've done the same thing. I know guys that if they know that the passengers are up and they're not stopped, they'll slam on the brakes just to make them fall down.
I love it.
You know, they're not supposed to be up, and if they're up, it's their responsibility. And, you know, and plus, if they give the guy some leeway, I think it'd be good for employee morale.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too. I hope they think of that.
Employee morale in the airlines is bottomed out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
You know, the other story that was interesting besides this, because we don't know what the outcome of this is going to be until the investigation's over with and there's some kind of decision made. But the other strange story that cropped up is this deal about a young girl who was 15 years old. She saved $700 of babysitting money she needed to fly, and she decided to get three tickets on Southwest Airlines, not tell her parents. She took her 11-year-old brother and a friend. They flew from Jacksonville to Nashville. They had the boarding passes, got through everything. When they got to Nashville, the taxi cab took them to Dollywood. That's where they wanted to go. Yeah. And then they realized they didn't have enough money. That part's kind of funny. But how crazy that the kids could get that far through. Is that, were you surprised by that or no?
Yeah, I was, because, you know, our fearless TSA, you know, the transportation safety people, you know, they're supposed to check IDs, even on 15-year-old kids. And these kids didn't have IDs.
Right.
And they got through anyway. So the thing that we're the number one thing that bothers me is that they got through security. I mean, people these days, people, it's not unusual for people to put young kids on airplanes, but of course they put them on and have somebody at the other end taking them off. But, it's, you know, and then I wonder, well, where were the parents? I mean, wouldn't you know if your 15, 11, and 7-year-old child was gone for the day and you didn't know where they were? I mean, come on. You know, I tell you a story, a terrible story that happened to me one time. I was in Kansas City. These people get on, weird-looking people, and they had a baby, and the baby was acting up. And the next thing you know, they left the airplane. And then about 15 minutes later, just before we closed the door, they get back on without the baby. And the flight attendant comes up to me and she says, Captain, I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, I don't know where that baby is. So I went back and I asked the people, I said, where's the baby? And they said, well, it's none of your business. I said, it is my business, and we're not leaving until you tell me, you know, satisfy me, I know where the baby is. They put the baby in the trunk of their car.
Oh.
And they were going to be gone for about 12, 14 hours, and they just decided they didn't want to mess with the baby, so they put it in the trunk of their car. So they wound up, you know, they didn't, of course, they didn't want to fly it, and they were arrested, and they actually went to jail for quite a while. But, you know, people are weird, and people, you never know. But I don't understand how the kids got their security without ID. I don't understand how the parents didn't know what and where they were, what they were doing and where they were. You know, but weird things happen.
Yeah, no kidding. Denny, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you and pick your brain and get your 2 cents on the wackiness in the air. We'll see.
Yeah.
I guarantee we'll be talking again soon.
Okay.
You take care, my friend.
Good night, Kate. Thank you.
All right, Denny Kelly, aviation investigator. Wow, how about the story when he's talking about when he was flying? It's insanity what people will do. They just, the disconnect. And he's right about the family. Their kids are gone and they're on a flight and they have no idea. Oops, they get a phone call. What do we do? We're at Dollywood and we don't have enough money. What? You're in Nashville? How'd you get out of Jacksonville? Did they think they were running around the corner playing at the park all day long and they just hadn't heard from them? It is. It's crazy. And it's also crazy from the TSA's side of things. If you think you're safer when you're flying, you listen to the stories that we just talked about. All right, on the flip side, odds and ends, including more on the mosque fallout. Hang with us.